Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome. Hey, I want to remind you guys that the Want Institute brings us here each and every Thursday night to be with you to answer your questions. And they also put on the wonderful first Monday of the month and the first Wednesday of the month. This time, it's December 4th in Los Angeles at the Courtyard Marriott in Culver City. And the first Wednesday of the month in Orange County is December 6th and the Newport Beach Community Center. Both are at 7 o'clock, and the fee is $10. So you're definitely going to want to look at that. We take admission at the door. And so you're going to go to www.drpatallen.com to find out about that. Here is another little newsflash, as a matter of fact. The newsletter is coming out tomorrow. So if you haven't signed up for it, you really should. And that is also at drpatallen.com. Remember, we will send you an opt-in notice. You'll have to click it or you won't get your newsletter. So those are two really important things I wanted to remind you guys of. And now I'm going to say, Dr. Allen, you're on the air live.
Oh, good. I want to serve.
Our call-in number is 323-203-0815, so if you haven't dialed it yet, you should get to it. Our switchboard may call you back if you don't get through right away, so remember, answer any unknown calls or numbers you don't recognize so that we don't get your voicemail and you get to talk to Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen,
yes.
I hear some wild stuff going on about one of your classes, growing older gracefully. Can you tell me what that class is really about? I've got a lot of questions from people saying, I'm not old, I'm not old. So I'd love for you to tell me, what does it really mean? What are you saying?
From the time you're conceived, the moment you're conceived in your mommy's womb, because mommy and daddy have made love, hopefully, there is an action that takes place. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
Growth. I'm sure that the audience is totally aware of the speed that that little bitty set of cells grows into a fetus. We've seen those pictures of those babies. They're sucking their thumb. They're masturbating. They're having a ball in there. We've even found that scientists can play tippy-tappy games with them, tap on the belly of the mama, and the kid eventually kicks back. So growing older begins the moment you're conceived.
So that's amazing.
Is what? What?
That's amazing.
That's what's happening. The secret of life is to continue to grow older gracefully. And I use the word graceful sociologically. I do it religiously, full of grace. And I do it psychology and psychic energy. Because that's all that's in the world is energy.
That's
true. The faster something moves, the more invisible it is. Thought moves fast. So growing older gracefully is a spiritual adventure I'm creating, which I'm having so much fun because I'm 83 and I'm young.
Yes, you are.
Somebody said to me, Pat Allen, you're the oldest teenager I've ever met.
I think that's true.
That's accurate.
I think I think you're the oldest teenager I've ever met, too.
You want to know something? I'm doing research now on telomere repair. Do you know what telomeres are?
No, I don't.
They're the extensions from your neurobiological system that basically we can evaluate how much stress you are under by how much cortisol you've been doused in. And we can literally now start doing something about it. The supplemental houses are starting to get interested in telomere enhancement. So I've got a book coming, and I listened to some of the man that I call my psychiatrist, who is the man I refer to with my clients. And if I needed him, I'd go to him. He called me and was telling me about this new adventure in the world of neurobiological health, and it's telomere enhancement.
Wow.
And so in this particular program, the secret is have someone to love, even if it's a comfort animal, mm-hmm. something alive. Have something to do. Whether you make money or not is immaterial. Doing something that feels good to you. And the last thing is, have something to look forward to.
Yes.
So when I do my 9-to-4 class, I don't know what the date is, but it's coming up.
They can find the dates at thewantistore.com.
Yes, I know, but I didn't look at it. So I'm confessing that I'm so busy creating, I'm not much organizing. I've organized my thoughts and my product, but you have to look at the website.
Yes, wantistore.com, and you can sign. They can sign up there, too, which is awesome.
Yes, that's true. So growing older gracefully is me summarizing what I've learned in my 83 years on how to live fully, because I've lived fully good and I've lived fully bad. I've lived.
You know, That's amazing. And like, what did Auntie Mame say? Life's a smorgasbord, and most poor suckers are starving to death.
Yep.
One of my favorite
films.
That's what
that is all about.
Hey, we've got our board's telling us we've got calls coming in.
Okay, we want to take calls.
Okay, I'm going to tell them we're going to go ahead. And let's see what we've got going on here. All right. We've got one coming. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was just calling to see, this man is like dating me, and I guess we've gotten to the committed relationship, sort of, or at least an agreement.
Continuous and long term.
Yes, and give me a promise ring, which is great. Thanks to you, Pat.
Then
much better than I've ever done.
Me? What's not working?
Well, I wasn't sure if I was being... I'm hearing an echo. If I was being too needy, like wanting to do more things together when he's busy.
You want it, he wants it.
Yeah, me, I'd like to do more things together. But lots of times he's busy,
so
and then we both have kids.
You're the man.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it. I'm trying.
How old are you?
48.
Okay, you're starting to be perimenopausal.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're starting to switch over to progesterone.
Yeah, Well, I've always been pretty masculine acting. I'm trying to become more feminine from your program.
How old is your gentleman?
I'm 61.
No, he's 61?
Yes.
He has definitely gone through or is going through his andropause, is he not?
Yeah. Definitely.
And that means
like it.
His biochemical system is switching over estrogen in his body. You know, I love it. Men are beating the doors down to get to their testosterone, when the truth of the matter is estrogen is what's going to impact them after 50, 55 years old. Between 45 and 55, mm-hmm. we women, we go into our biochemical maleness, and they go into their biochemical femaleness. We switch roles mm-hmm. biochemically, and that's normal. So what's wrong with you being a leader in the social department?
Oh, so that's okay.
Why not?
I don't know. I was just checking because I've been trying not to be too masculine.
But I want you to do it respectfully. Honey, I have an idea okay. about what we can do this weekend. Are you interested in my idea? Yeah? When would it be convenient uh-huh. for you to hear me?
Okay.
You see? Okay. And so then you tell us. So I want you to use the tools when you lead him, you see, because they're very respectful for him and will remind him that you know he is and he was a man, but now he needs more cuddling. Now he needs more cherishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was having a little bit of a problem, like with getting an erection.
Well, he needs more stimulation. You know, it used to be they'd have an erection when they looked at a picture. Now they need to have a woman who's man enough to seduce them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's thinking.
What's wrong with negligees? What's wrong with flirting? What's wrong with cuddling? Are you there?
Hello, caller. Are you there? I think we lost her.
Yeah, but she might be back. But I think I made my point. You know, this is another example of growing older. People used to die much younger.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? You'll have to turn your radio down.
Okay, yeah, I just turned it down. Yeah, I have kind of a similar issue as the previous caller, where a gentleman has been dating me for the last 2.5 months, and a few weeks ago...
Oh, the perfect period. That's when everybody's still faking it.
Well, it's funny because it hasn't been the perfect period. Like, he kind of showed everything, I guess, bad about him up front.
Well, that may be true, but he may come up with even a better worse deal in the next 3 months.
It's hard to imagine that.
Really? He's that bad already?
Well, he's got some, he has some health issues that are a bit concerning to me. He's also
how old
gone
is
to,
he? How old is
he's
he?
He's 45.
Well, guess who?
Who?
Periandropause. You know,
yes,
we have perimenopause, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they have their periandropause. Their testosterone's going down. So with that in mind, what kind of illness does he have? Is he a drunk? A drug addict? Is it his fault?
Oh, no. No, it's not his fault. He has type 1 diabetes. And then he
he had it from his childhood?
No, he actually was diagnosed with it like 5 years ago.
I understand. So, is he a good eater? Does he eat for his diabetes?
Yes, for the most part he does. He has every
Very
now and
good.
Again he'll have a break or, you know, but he's exercises, he eats healthy.
I think that's wonderful.
So, yeah, it is good.
So do you want to get rid of it?
No, I don't think I want to get rid of him. I'm just trying to figure out, I guess, like right now, is it that, so he has some other like autoimmune diseases as well. Like he has, you know, a kind of, I don't know, like 3 or 4 different things going on health-wise. Then he also has gone through kind of like a nasty divorce, and he and his ex are still like battling it out with like the kids.
Well, a nasty divorce will kill you every time.
Yeah.
Stress, distress. Eustress is fun.
Yeah.
Distress, not fun.
Yeah.
So
well, I asked him a couple of weeks ago because he was.
What'd
he said he has a court date that's coming up for the kids. So they're, you know, they've been divorced for 3 years. She's remarried and, you know, has had a baby and everything with a new man. And he has a court date coming up. And so he sent me a text message and he said, I just wanted to let you know, like, I'm trying to do much better with communication because usually when I get within a 2-week period of this court date, I shut down and I stopped communicating. And so I'm trying not to do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. How wonderful of him.
Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe it's me. Like maybe I'm not seeing, I mean, he does do really wonderful things.
What I'm hearing is he 51% valuable to you or not?
He is.
All right.
I just
There's
feel
a
like
lid for every pot. Now,
yeah.
Do you want to be the lid for his pot or not?
I do.
Then what is this call about?
I feel like that he
there
has no so much.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
There's no feeling called like.
Okay. I'm. I see
what are you
that.
Feeling? Wait a minute. What are you feeling? Name the word.
Unsatisfied. I'm a little unsatisfied.
All right. You're unsatisfied, which means you want a better man.
Yeah. I mean, what I want really is more of like time.
Wait a minute. You want a better version of him.
Yeah.
A better man. See, it's very interesting when a man and a woman marry. She walks down the aisle and hopes he can change. He walks down the aisle and hopes she doesn't change. What you're saying to me is you want to mold him into a better version of him. But he already sounds like he's molding himself with good health techniques. So if he can't do it and he lives in his body, you can't do it because he apparently picks women that want to rebuild him in some way.
Mm.
You see? That's why
yeah.
he's, how many times has he been married?
Just the one time.
Oh, just the one time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
just the one time.
You sound like he's not good enough for you.
It's not that he's not good enough for me. It's that he has so much going on in his life right now that, like, we're only seeing each other. You know, I see him maybe once a week. I do see him once a week.
I got news for you. The international norm for seeing people is once a week. If you're not seeing him more than, you know, that.
Okay.
At the beginning of America, they used to bundle.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go across the prairie and then they'd go to bed and they'd put a board down the middle of the bed so they would not make love. Well, I doubt it stopped them, but at least they put the board on the bed. Anyway.
So, yeah. And people can fall in love with only seeing each other once a week? Because it seems like I need to see someone more than that to actually fall in love with them.
No, you may do that, but I'm telling you that if you and he are making intimate, and I don't necessarily mean sexual, if you are loving each other at least once a week, somehow, you see, whether it's Reagan writing love letters to Nancy, whatever it is, we all have that Five Languages of Love, which is a good book, and I can't remember the author right now. But Five Languages of Love. Some of us like to be talked to. Some of us like to be petted. It's you. I'm not sure you're really compatible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I told him about, there was like a storytelling event that happened here. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I really want to go and do this. I want to, you know, like sign my name up to be a storyteller. And he said, oh, I'll definitely come. Like, and I wasn't even asking him. I was just telling him, like, this is what I was going to do. And he's like, oh, I'm definitely going to come. I'll take pictures and maybe I'll bring my camera and I can video it. And I said, okay, I'll send you the link for it then. And I sent him the link to buy the tickets. And then a few days later, someone told me, oh, you know, these sell out. So I went ahead and bought my ticket and I sent him a message. And I said, hey, just an FYI, I bought my ticket because I heard these things sell out. And then he didn't really respond to that. And so I thought, okay, he's a man, like he'll take care of the ticket. And anyway, he completely forgot about it until we were talking about it yesterday. And then by the time he went on to like try to buy the tickets, the event was sold out. So he completely missed out on the event yesterday. And it just was really disappointing to me. And I just feel kind of like, I don't know if this is like, I don't know if he can, if he's offering me like enough, I guess is what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, you have 1 year. The first three months, hopefully, you find out what the assets are. The second 3 months, you see what the debits are. The third 3 months, you negotiate what you need and want. So you're not at that point right now. At this point, you're dating.
Okay.
Does he have enough value for you to do 6 months with him?
Okay. And after
because
6 months,
the last,
then you can start to... Go ahead.
Well, then you can start asking for what you want. That's when you negotiate time, space, money, and play, sexual and non-sexual. But right now, you're seeing what the natural being is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have both an intent to change, which is very scary, you both agree to negotiate time, space, money, and play. And I totally wish people would read my book, Getting to I Do, where it talks about this in chapter 14. And I also have a book called Staying Married and Loving It, which is more tools-oriented. Now, what I'm saying to you is, you're getting to know who he is, but that has two columns, assets and liabilities. And unless you're really sure he's not qualified, why not date him for 6 months? You've done 2.5 months already.
Okay. And then after 6 months, if I want to negotiate
you,
a little bit more time,
you say,
then do it.
Then you sit down, you read the chapter 14 to him, and say, you know what? I'm not willing to date you any longer without negotiating boundaries.
Okay.
I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you. So make an agreement with or without somebody like me that you negotiate that. June 23rd, the New York Times newspaper had a really lengthy article. I think my message is creeping across the country. It said, so you're in love. Sign on the dotted line. It wasn't marriage. It wasn't mating. It was negotiating the boundaries of a relationship. How much time do we spend together? What do we do about space and living? I don't approve of living together without being engaged. And money. How do you handle your money? And fourth, how do you play? What do you expect sexually? What do you expect non-sexually? You have the shakedown cruise. You see?
I do.
So consider it.
Okay. One last quick question. He tends to it seems like he kind of does better when I make suggestions about things that we do.
Long as you use the tools. Honey, I have an idea about what we can do. Would it be convenient for you to listen? Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Even though he's going into his feminine phase, you would do well to act like he's 25.
Okay. Since he kind of missed out on the plans that we had last night, and he apologized for it, and I accepted the apology, and luckily I had friends that were going anyway, so I still went and had a lot of fun, but since he kind of missed out on that last night, should I be waiting for him to take the lead about what we're going to do this weekend?
No, you start now. That's what this phone call is about. You use my tools to bring up things to do, and the way you do it is, and there's a great book out there, it's called Living with a Passive Aggressive Man, and women are men too, so anybody can read it. By Scott Wetzler, W-E-T-Z-L-E-R. You are going to present in an appointment that you have an idea about what to do, that you're going to do it, and then if he wants to join you, how can he do that?
Okay. Oh, you think it was like a passive-aggressive thing to not get the ticket in time?
Yes, dear. That's what I like.
Okay. I thought maybe he just got too busy and forgot about it.
No, men don't forget things that enhance their sex lives.
Okay.
Happy life.
Yep, I do.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Welcome. So, do we have someone else? Hello?
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 Hi, Carl.
Oh,
you're on the air with...
Beth.
There we go. Hi.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm here. I have more of a general question. I remember you once said that we attract our wound in a relationship when we fall in love with someone.
Yeah, soulmate.
So, yes, but then what happens, let's say if we do, you know, therapy, we do self-work, we work on ourselves, and then we kind of heal all of our wounds, then what? Like, do we have to have something like that to be able to be attracted to someone?
Let me put it this way. When you have chemistry for someone, the chemistry that you smell through your mouth, through your palate, up to the Jacobson's organ, those chemical messages are reminding you of if this person has chemistry similar to your father or not. Mm-hmm. Because if the chemistry is not reminding you of your father a little, he is verboten. If the chemistry is too much, he's alien. In other words, there has to be a chemical exchange for a love affair to start. Chemistry is powerful. And the problem is, you will have chemistry like, if you're a woman, you will have chemistry reminds you of your dad. And if you're a man, the chemistry will remind you of your mom. Now, the issue there is, was dad raising you to be a boy in a girl's body? Or was he cherishing you as a daughter? And was mother raising you like you were Miss Peepy Tom Luke Sweetie Pie girl? Or was she respecting you? Daddies are umbrellas for their daughters. Mothers are mirrors for a boy's manhood. And this whole project is done by 8 for girls and 10 for boys. So when you meet somebody, there's a natural connection of the chemistry. But then if daddy or mama were not raised properly, the exhibits that you're going to get are going to screw you up. So guess what? When you find somebody, whatever issue was there for you and dad or you and mom is going to be there now. The soul of a man is very feminine, called the anima. The soul of a woman is very masculine, the animus. So mom is a role model for her daughter, good or bad, and dad is a role model for his sons, good or bad. So when you go to therapy before you're married, you will work on the issues that scripted you to have to go to therapy. I'm a transactional analyst. And Eric Byrne took Sigmund Freud and made him parent-adult child. But once you start picking dates, you're either going to pick somebody like dad or mom, or absolutely the opposite of mom and dad. You see what I mean?
Okay.
And then you
But then in my case, I had no umbrella.
You what?
In my case, I had no umbrella. Dad was neglectful, and then mom was a bad role model as a female because she was male. So then I'm a recovering male, basically, with your help.
So you pick feminine men.
Not so much anymore.
You're learning. Now, Freud said,
of course,
that we're pretty well in our style by the age of 3. And if you go to a preschool, you can see the bullies, you can see the whiners, and you can see the healthy little kids that negotiate. Now, the problem is, not a lot of us are lucky in picking parents. There is a thought in some philosophies that we choose our parents to give us the lessons that we then choose our loved ones to help us fulfill. Remember, the best way to live is to have a disease or a problem that you have to take care of, and you do. And the best marriages are ones in which the soulmates learned their lessons and rejoiced in them, growing older gracefully, spiritually.
The soulmates learn their lessons in themselves or in their couple. So they go through their lesson and then, like, as a couple,
no,
or they first
no,
through themselves
the,
and then they.
I got news for you. Most people clumsily marry the wrong people. You know, they do the wrong things and then they learn. If you're raised well by a healthy set of parents and you're scripted to love yourself and to share that love with other people, you may not have to go to therapy when you find somebody to love. Mm-hmm. But if you need, you know, Claude Steiner wrote a book that's called Scripts People Live. And in there he puts down different styles of scripts that may drive you to therapy, because I read scripts for people. You see? So the whole point is soulmates, people think of soulmates as playmates. No, soulmates are spiritual people who come together and make an agreement, hopefully, unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal. They have a covenant relationship in which is legal by choice in Louisiana, by the way. Used to be Louisiana, Arizona, Minnesota, and Michigan. Now it's only Louisiana where you can get legally married in a covenant. A covenant marriage is one in which you work out the deals that I talk about and you agree to stay together unless something horrible occurs. Murder. Do you see what I mean? We're all scripted. And the secret of a good life is to learn your script and work out of it.
So is it possible to completely get out of your script then with the appropriate help and work?
It's absolutely possible to work against your script, to recognize. I do it all the time. I was raised in an alcoholic home, very painful. My father, my mother was an angel, religious saint. My father was a drunk. So my sister is still drinking, but I have learned my scripts, and when they erupt in my life and I see them, I recognize them and I go against them, but they still pop up, pop up, pop up.
Okay. Got it.
So find out what your script is and don't let it run your life bad.
Oh, I already know. You told me. We had a script analysis, one-on-one script analysis over the phone.
Good. So you're doing it.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Then
yeah, and I'll come to your class because I would love to go. Would love to go through it again. Yeah. Oh, I will. It's very fun. I realize what all of this is. It's like a rabbit hole going upwards. You can't stop.
Okay.
Once you start, that's it. You're done. But thank you. Thank you so much for answering my question.
If you're done with your script, you're probably an angel. And you're not coming back because you're now a guardian angel for some other poor soul on the planet.
Well, I have several friends that are I don't know, they have all their problems, and it's very interesting. I told all of them about you, but they're so resistant. They've been they're like, it's not gonna help anyways. It doesn't.
You know why?
No,
change is terrifying. Now I'm going to advertise Napoleon Hill's book. It's called Outwitting the Devil, and the devil is the fear of change, fear of change. Do you know that the same stress that comes from going bankrupt, the same stress attacks when you win the lottery?
Wow. No, I had no idea.
Whenever anything changes, you have to adjust to the change. And that's what life is all about. And that's what growing older gracefully is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
And mm-hmm. Yes, I do. And you cover the 3-year increment planning for life in your one class, right?
I do what?
I forgot which one it was. You cover the you know, the life planning in 3-year increments in your want
yeah,
class,
want
correct?
Training.
Your
yeah,
day month. Okay,
yeah,
perfect. Okay.
I do 10 different. Look at the website, drpatallen.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oneistore.com too.
Yeah, I registered for a few. I'm coming in February. I'm really excited.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for answering my question. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well,
beautiful. All right. We got another call coming in. And
okay, let's go for it.
I think so, definitely. Here we go.
Hello,
caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Doctor, I am surprisingly in a relationship with a man 13 years younger than I. And I have
18 years what?
13 years younger.
Well, great, you're a cougar.
My past history has only been with men 15 to 20 years older.
Okay, that's when you needed to have a new daddy.
Now that makes a lot of sense. The two questions I have for you is, we were best friends before anything happened romantically. We weren't even thinking about romance. So we've kind of gone through knowing everything about each other. There's no secrets. And then just one day,
we looked
at each other.
Except you had chemistry.
Oh, yeah. We just didn't do anything about it.
You know, it's so funny. It's so funny. People come in and they say, I'm 15 years older than he is. And that means I shouldn't be with him. And I say to that person, you, I say, why would going around the sun matter? If the Aztecs hadn't created a calendar, you wouldn't be able to say, I'm 15 years older. All you would say is, we have chemistry. The problem is, that some people are pedophiles and they don't honor the law of 18. Do you understand?
Exactly, yes.
But I have no problem. You know, Harvard did a study in the 90s and they asked 10,000 people to vote. Why did you marry? Why did you mate? 2/3 of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. 1/3 financial status. That they're called gigolos. 2/3 of women want status and financial security. 1/3 of women want sensual and sexual security. They're called gigolos. No, not called gigolos. They're called cougars.
Got it.
Why
so
not?
My question is,
I love it.
Exactly.
Oh, I've got to tell this one story. Ivana,
okay.
Trump, not Ivanka, Ivana Trump. Somebody was interviewing her, and I saw it on TV, and they said, "You're dating younger men," and she said, "Yes, I'd rather be a babysitter than a nursemaid."
That is so true. That is so, so true. My complex question is, I had not anticipated this happening, so I thought, oh,
how could you anticipate falling in love with the man 15 years younger? It's not publicized as being appropriate. there's bad PR out there. But luckily, people don't pay that much attention to PR.
You are so right. That is absolutely correct. My gosh. So I thought it was going to be my very first relationship with the best friend that I'm having sexual intercourse, because how could this go anywhere? He's younger than me. Who cares? Well, now we're both in love. We're the most, it's the most relationship I've ever been in, most amazing relationship I've ever been in my entire life, in his entire life. We don't want to be apart. This is it. So do I need to reverse engineer anything? Because I didn't, there was no agreement. There was no, like, I didn't ever think that this possibly was going to turn into a long lasting relationship. So
what made you think that you needed to think? Women run their lives on instinct. You instinctively must feel comfortable with him.
It's the best, most clean, honest, transparent, safe relationship I've ever been in. He's extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
And he,
I couldn't have asked,
is
for
following his intuition.
Yes.
He's not letting the PR younger is better.
Nope.
He's evaluating you for you. Are you chemically okay? How about compatible?
Oh my gosh. Everything
one thing
is
I find
10.
What?
Everything is a 10. All the tick boxes are checked. I mean, it's 10, 10. Everything's amazing. Compatibility, chemistry, communication. It's flawless.
Now, how old are you?
I'm going to be 43, and he is going to be 31.
So are you going to have a baby with him?
We both had this discussion last week, and he says, it's up to you, whatever you want. I just want you to be happy.
Are you going to have a baby with him?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, because that may be something, if he wants a baby, you may not fit.
Well, he said he'll stay no matter what. He says, if I want to have a child, he'll stay. He says, if I don't want
That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. But that's the one thing a younger man has against older women if he wants his baby.
Okay.
But I've had women who have, it's really interesting. I've had people trading eggs. You know, that there's in today, the pregnancy world is blooming with all kinds of rent-a-womb rooms, rent, buy eggs, get sperm. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the one thing that I've seen in my practice. If a man is young and a woman is older, that if she can't have his baby, they have to work out some other arrangement, like he fertilizes an egg in another, you know, a different woman, but they raise that baby or babies.
Got it.
It's how negotiable you are. Okay?
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Thanks, caller. Well, Dr. Allen, we are,
yes?
Looks like we are, oh, let's see. No, our switchboard says we can do one more. Yes, let's do it, switchboard.
All right.
All right, it's coming in.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. We have time for a quick question.
Oh, I don't know if it's quick, but I've been seeing a guy for like 3 years who is living with somebody. And
you've been seeing a guy? Are you the man in a relationship?
No, he met me, kind of, because he used to like work for me, but then we don't work together anymore, and then he approached me after we didn't work together anymore.
Yeah, that's so good. So what's
no,
the question?
No, he came to me. Well, the question is, he is still with this person that he's unhappy with, but he's also seeing somebody else. And I told him he could no longer get in, no magic wands in. And he was a little pouty about it. And now I know that he's, you know, struck up this thing with somebody else. However, he calls me like every day, 7 days a week, and he texts me all the time still. So I don't know if I still have hope or what to do next.
What he's doing is stimulating your oxytocin surges so you stay chemically married to him.
Okay.
So maybe you want to do that. I support you in not giving him intercourse. And if he can live with that, there's a hope. But if he can't live with that, he will stop dating the other people.
Okay, so just continue the whole thing and just let him contact me. I don't contact him. He contacts me.
Yeah, and don't chase him. Don't you chase him.
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, and date other people, even if you
And
don't,
I am, and he knows that. And he knows that. And he's not happy about
He wants an open relationship. There are women that want an open relationship, too.
And I don't, but I just wasn't sure at what point do you say, you know, I don't want to be friends or I just let him continue to call me and see me and
if you're not into open relationships, you can cuddle, hug, and snuggle, but no intercourse.
Okay, let that other third girl take care of that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your time.
Good luck.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Sure.
All right, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep, even if they're creative.
And some of them definitely are. Hey, everybody, thanks for being with us tonight. Don't forget to sign up for that newsletter, www.drpatallen.com. We have our Monday and our Wednesday night coming up. You can find out more information about that at the website. And you can sign up for classes, read more about our classes on wantistore.com. Also, find all of our products, including Dr. Allen's new book. And we'll be back here with you.
It's a man's world and a woman's universe.
Exactly. We'll be back here with you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.